Blackstone and Skyboat Media present The Benson Murder Case, a Philo Vance Mystery No. 1 by S.S. Van Dyne. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. Introductory. If you will refer to the municipal statistics of the city of New York, you will find that the number of unsolved major crimes during the 4 years that John F.X. Markham was district attorney was far smaller than under any of his predecessors' administrations. Markham projected the district attorney's office into all manner of criminal investigations, and as a result, many abstruse crimes on which the police had hopelessly gone aground were eventually disposed of. But although he was personally credited with the many important indictments and subsequent convictions that he secured, the truth is that he was only an instrument in many of his most famous cases. The man who actually solved them and supplied the evidence for their prosecution was in no way connected with the city's administration and never once came into the public eye. At that time, I happened to be both legal advisor and personal friend of this other man, and it was thus that the strange and amazing facts of the situation became known to me. But not until recently have I been at liberty to make them public. Even now I am not permitted to divulge the man's name, and for that reason I have chosen, arbitrarily, to refer to him throughout these ex officio reports as Philo Vance. It is, of course, possible that some of his acquaintances may, through my revelations, be able to guess his identity, and if such should prove the case, I beg of them to guard that knowledge. For though he has now gone to Italy to live and has given me permission to record the exploits of which he was the unique central character, he has very emphatically imposed his anonymity upon me, and I should not like to feel that, through any lack of discretion or delicacy, I have been the cause of his secret becoming generally known. The present chronicle has to do with Vance's solution of the notorious Benson murder, which, due to the unexpectedness of the crime, the prominence of the persons involved, and the startling evidence adduced, was invested with an interest rarely surpassed in the annals of New York's criminal history. This sensational case was the first of many in which Vance figured as a kind of amicus curiae in Markham's investigations. S.S. Van Dyne, New York. 1. Philo Vance at home.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?